Maybe we can turn to Daniel. And obviously this morning we are recognizing our grads, and I just think of times in our life that are, I think, really important because they start to set a direction. Now that happens, I think, every day. Every day we get up and we can choose to seek the Lord or we can choose to do our own thing, and it sets a direction for the day. But there is seasons of life where there's lots of bigger decisions and bigger tests that come our way. And I think when we graduate and we have a change of what we're doing every day, it starts to bring about tests and decisions that start to set a path. Not that paths can't change, but it does start to set a path. And so I think we definitely recognize that when people are done high school, they start to make decisions that are different. When they finish grade 11, what are they gonna do? Go to grade 12. But when they're done grade 12, well, now there's a whole bunch of things they could do. And so we do see it as a time of definitely starting to pick up a whole bunch of choices. And yet in the midst of that, I think there's a few key things that are really important. And so there's two passages I'd like to read. One is in Daniel. And this is applicable not just to the grads, but to all of us. Doesn't matter our age, it's still applicable to me as well. And so let's look here in Daniel chapter 1. And I think there's a few principles we can see here. It says, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with some of the articles of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the articles into the treasure house of his God. Then the king instructed Ashpenaz, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies, and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might serve before the king. Now from among those of the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. To them the chief of the eunuchs gave names. He gave Daniel the name Belshazzar, and Hananiah Shadrach, and to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. And so some of our grads are going to post-secondary to education. And I think of that, I see here, we see our grads going off into universities, and my daughter has been there this year in secular university, and I told her, I said, it's the world on steroids. Some of the things you're gonna observe and see there are worse than what you see in many of the worldly workplaces that many of us work. Don't be surprised, but be aware, be on guard. And it was just that. She's like, you would not believe. Like, it is the world, but it's up a notch or two, depending where you go. And yet we see Daniel, here he was, going to be taught in all the language and all the literature of who? The Chaldeans. And yet he was able to go through that, and he did really well when he was there. But he made a decision in verse 8. He purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. That's interesting. So Daniel knew. He was brought up in Jerusalem. He heard the word of God. He heard the readings from the old covenant. He knew there were certain meats that they shouldn't eat. He probably heard all the proverbs and all the warnings about alcohol and the sins it can cause and get you into. And he purposed in his heart, I don't want to defile myself. And I thought, you know what? He made a decision. It's like he set his heart to go a certain path. I want to please God, even in the midst of a worldly place. And I think that's a decision that all of us need to make, and we need to remind ourselves of every day. He didn't want to break God's word. And yet how much more, when we come to that end of grade 12, we need to make that decision. I think we have to renew it in our minds. We have to make that decision. Let's keep going. It says, Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord, the king, who has appointed your food and drink. For why should he see your faces looking worse than the young men who are your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king. So Daniel said to the steward, whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be examined before you and the appearance of the young men, the portion of the king's delicacies. Thus the steward took away their portion of delicacies and the wine which they were to drink and gave them vegetables. As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. That's interesting. What does that mean? He gave them knowledge and skill in all literature. I think in all wisdom. He gave them wisdom. They obviously, I think, could understand the things they were being taught and the things they were reading. But I think part of that is they also had discernment. Because I'm sure some of the literature they were reading, it was not written by godly men. I'm sure it had some ideas that were perverse or off course. And they were able to discern what was right and what was wrong. And we also need that. Now, at the end of the days, when the king had said that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king interviewed them. And among them all, none was found in his realm. Thus Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus. Obviously, if we keep reading the book of Daniel, we can see that he was determined to please God, no matter if it cost him his life. I mean, that is an incredible decision. That's one that we need to, I guess, reflect upon ourselves, because I think there's times in our walk where we're like, we're ready to go off to secular places. God is able to help you in the midst of those places, whether it be in the sciences. That's kind of where I went. There's some interesting things there that don't line up with God's word. We have to be able to discern those things. Whether you go into some of the literature, sometimes you have to take a course in some areas that have a lot of wonky ideas, to tell you the truth. But the Lord is able to give you wisdom to know how to read and understand their theories or their ideas, but also be able to line it up with God's word and to see what is right and what is wrong. And I'm going to read a second passage that I think is really important for all of us in Acts chapter 17. I'm going to just start in verse 1. It says, now when they had passed through three Sabbaths, reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and demonstrating that the Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, and saying, this Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ. And some of them were persuaded, and a great multitude of the devout Greeks, and not a few of the leading women joined Paul and Silas. But the Jews who were not persuaded became envious, took some of the evil men from the marketplace and the city. And the next city is in verse 10. It says, and they went to this place called Berea. Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea, right? Because they were going to be killed by those who were upset with what they shared in Thessalonica. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded, mine says. Some says open-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as the men. And it goes on. But I guess I see something here. This is obviously Paul was sharing spiritual things with them, but what he noted is that they were willing to listen. But they didn't just accept what he shared, but rather daily they went to the scriptures for themselves to test what they heard, to see if what they heard was. You're willing to listen, but then you're going to test it. And you're going to see, does it line up with God's word? So it's not enough that somebody that you respect says it. You need to go to God's word daily and see, is it true? Does it line up? And sometimes there's things that are shared that sound really good, and you're not able to confirm it with Scripture. I would encourage you not to speak evil of the things you don't understand, but think of this like mental picture. It's like you heard something. It's like a book. Just put it on the bookshelf. Don't accept it as your own yet. Just set it there until you can find it as being true in the Word of God. If there's something that you hear that's not true in the Word of God, then you reject it. If it does line with the Word of God, then you accept it. Does that make sense? And so there's these two principles that I guess I really wanted to, that came to mind for our grads, but like I say, they're applicable to all. But number one, set yourself to please the Lord. I don't want to compromise in any way. He will reward you. You know what? Daniel had no actually an ungodly place. And number two, everything we hear, we must line it up with God's word. It doesn't matter how many letters they have behind their name. They can be dead wrong. So in the world, people will accept something much more, it seems like, if they have a master's of this or a doctorate in this or another doctorate in this. That's not our foundation. God's word is true. It's written by the creator of the universe. He made all of us. He understands mankind better than anyone on this earth. This is our source of truth. So we have to set that as our foundation. We have to take everything we hear and line it up with God's word. Anyways, on that note, I would like to invite the three grads to come up. Maybe we can stand down here and get one of these side mics turned on. And I've asked them to do a few things. So maybe they can come up and we'll go through that.